Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Joining us right now from FilmStudyBaltimore.com, he is Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Doing well, man. Doing well. This win for the Baltimore Ravens was a different way for them to win, man. Very interesting on Sunday night.
Yeah, sure is. I mean, the Ravens that we've known for all these last years on defense, they won the vast majority of plays on defense. That's fueled these big point differentials, turnover differentials. On Sunday night, they just won a few plays on defense, and it was just enough to fuel those last three stops, and that was all it took for Lamar Jackson to win the ball game. So exciting way for the Ravens to win, very different from what we're used to. Not necessarily the best for portent for the future. I'd love it if they got back to their old dominant defensive ways, but still a very exciting game.
I got to ask, what did you, besides the game as a whole, the offensive line just outright sucked in week one. The tackles were both terrible. What did you think of tackle play this week with Villanueva moving to the left side?
Yeah, a lot better, Ed. What I'll say for starters is I don't think Villanueva's game is quite as good as I've seen it scored other places. I had him with a C, three pressures allowed, a holding penalty, so pretty serious to start with. They covered up for both tackles to an enormous extent. They had a lot of inline players, both extra inline tight ends, but also an extra offensive lineman on a number of snaps. So they really fit their scheme to the personnel. It's very, very good that it worked so well against the Chiefs. I hope it'll continue to still work well. But the funny thing about this is having their tackles out has really made them a better running team, which is a very interesting thing. Patrick McCary, I thought, did have an excellent game on the right side. He's a guy I've been critical of certainly in the past, but he didn't have any big errors in this game. Half a pressure allowed and five missed blocks. I graded him an A on the game. Did a lot of positive things, and hopefully, with that kind of protection, he can continue on and play well.
Yes, quickly, I wanted to say, I agree with you. He's been rated very highly, Villanueva. I saw him take a swipe at somebody with his left hand, like he was swatting a fly.
Like
what the hell
like
is he
trying to steal a French fry off his plate?
Like, yeah, it was such an anemic type of block. I was like, what the hell did he just do there? But go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on Wink's game plan, because if we go back to the first time they met the Chiefs, they went with cover zero a lot and confused Pat Mahomes, but eventually he came back. And in this one, it seemed like not a lot of blitzing against what they did going back the previous three games. But I almost feel like it's got to be a healthy mix of the two and just not show one thing. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I mean, I agree always. You don't want to do all of one or the other. One of the things that's interesting is there's so little blitzing in this game, and only 6 of 31 dropbacks did they rush 5 or more. So that's really low for Martindale. In fact, I'm not sure maybe but one time it's ever been that low before. They only had, more importantly, the deceptive elements that were way down. 8 blitzes from off the ball. All those were spread, 1 per play. And Wink does a lot of 2s and 3s normally, a lot of 2s in particular. They had 0 stunts. Now, that had to be mandated at the beginning of the game because players do that a lot on field. They just decide, okay, we're stunting on this play. And they agree, as long as there's no blitz, they're usually able to do that. But they had to be told, well, no, rush lane's got to be integral here, and we need you not to stunt in this game. They had 0 simulated pressures, meaning they didn't drop 2 people from the line of scrimmage on any single play. Is the absolute most vanilla game plan ever seen from Wink, and the numbers don't even really capture it. It's really these deceptive elements that get into that. But that really did hurt their ability to move around their coverage a lot, because a lot of that comes from players like Bowser dropping from the line of scrimmage to, say, cover a slot receiver. But this was a game where Mahomes, again, just like in the game last year, really tore apart the middle of the field with hot reads. In particular, at one stretch, he had a number of consecutive passes, 8 in a row, 9 in a row, that were against the inside linebackers. They ended up 13 of 13 throwing against the inside linebackers in this game for 191 yards. So that was where most of the damage occurred.
Yeah, I agree with you. Most of the damage did occur in that area here with Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I noticed it seems to me Lamar seemed to be a little bit more patient trying to negotiate the pocket and manipulate defenders. I noticed that, with that touchdown pass in the back of the end zone to Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, it looked great. I think the two interceptions, both kind of poor choices, but throwing a triple coverage was really a terrible choice. But anyway, I thought after that he really settled down. He played great. He obviously ran the ball very effectively, made good choices when leaving the pocket. I thought good choices to move around inside the pocket and make some of those throws, including that beautiful throw to Hollywood, wide open down the middle of the field. And, you know, he had to move up into the pocket and almost jump on top of an offensive lineman to make that throw. So it's funny. A little bit of pressure from one side, Lamar seems to be fine with, as long as it's not, you know, swatting him on the arm. You know, he's fine being a little bit of a pinball in the pocket. It's when they had both sides pressuring him, you know, like pincers, and as they did in Las Vegas, that he really just can't do it. So, you know, wonderful game for Lamar to move around the pocket.
One of the big problems I had with the game was I thought the tackling, I hate to do this in a victory, but tackling was terrible. I thought the linebackers, McQueen in particular, that was having a very bad night. How did they look to you?
Yeah, I would completely agree, Ed. I mean, the tackling's really got to improve an inside linebacker. And one thing that the Ravens have done is they've played more inside linebackers in this game. They had two plays with three inside linebackers on the field, which is something I haven't seen in a long time. And then they played the 32 version of the dime, which is normally the Ravens have played this 4-1 dime where you either have four guys at the line of scrimmage and one inside linebacker, or sometimes even they have just five linemen and then six defensive backs with no inside linebackers. So they had some of that last week. But this week they played, you know, 32 dime, and they last played that regularly in 2001. It hasn't been something that's been out of off balls really since then. I don't think with the personnel they have, it really fits their strengths at all in terms of defending against the pass, because those inside linebackers, as I mentioned before, were really the problem in pass defense.
Overall, where do you think they are heading into this Lions game? Because I've talked about overreaction of week one. They've played two pretty good offenses. I feel like we've learned a lot about the Raiders, but they're going to go as far as Lamar takes them. He's got four turnovers in two games, so that's something he needs to clean up a little bit.
Yeah, completely agree. And I think, you know, you have a gambler's take on it, which I think is healthy here. You want to be a contrarian about these kind of things. And going into week three, I'd be a little concerned. I read the paper this morning, saw they're a 9-point favorite, and I go, wow, that's a lot on the road, you know, for a team that's played the way they have defensively. So, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the defense. It really needs to get back to, you know, where it was in 2020 and 2019, even if that would be possible. And, you know, they need to prove again that they can do offensively what they did against the Chiefs with the offensive line questions they still have.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, tell everybody about the website.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Website's out there. Offensive line scoring will be out later today, and the defensive podcast is out right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.